Okay, here we go.
Okay, I don't know where anybody else is, but we've got all we need is here. Okay, we're in the Rambam, Perek Vav, Chapter 6, Halacha Yud Beis, Halacha 12. Again, more examples of I said I can't have benefit from you. Reuven says he can't benefit from Shimon. What things are or not allowed. So now we're going to deal with issues that are the person we can't benefit from. He's already getting a little bit removed from it, as we'll see. Hayyala Shimon Merchatz. Let's say we already discussed if he has a bathhouse, Obey Sabad, or an olive press, he owns it, but they are muskorim ba'ir. He's rented them out to somebody else in the city. Okay, and the other person, whatever, pays rental. We'll see exactly what's going on over here. But he had rented it out, very important, before Reuven made the vow. Before he made the vow. Okay, now, the question is, can Reuven benefit from, although Shimon is the owner of the facility, but now he's not.
Is rent based on use?
What?
Is rent based on how many customers? Like, customers he has, the higher the rent.
The guy's rented out to another guy. No, he pays
because,
a flat. Well,
would,
we'll see. We're going to see.
You understand
what
my question?
We have to see what the terms of the rental are.
Yeah, that's my question.
So now, im hoye l'shimon behem tfisas yad, if Shimon has a little bit of his hand in the pot,
right,
which means he gets a percentage of the rental fee.
Yeah.
Okay. He has something. The rental fee is 10% of the income.
Right. Yeah.
Let's say something like that. Kigon sheiniach mehem kolshu lasso. He saves a little bit for himself. Velos or doesn't rent it out. Another way, let's say he leaves a couple showers are his that he wants to get profit from that.
Right.
I feel any up a merchatz am doyachas. Even if there's one bathtub in the bathhouse, ubei sabad ekol echad, or one pressing instrument in the olive press. Okay, if he has some interest and some profit that's coming out of that, then also Reuven likonis lose merchatz lizer v'as. Reuven cannot enter the bathhouse or press with the press at all, because in some fashion Shimon is getting a certain percentage benefit from that. However, what if Shimon didn't leave anything?
Right.
He's just getting a flat rate, period. Hakol, the whole thing. Mutar is permitted because Reuven is not benefiting from Shimon at all. He's benefiting from the renter. But that only happens if Reuven made the vow after Shimon already rented it. But whatever vow came before the rental, then the Isser does not go off unless you would sell it.
Uh-huh.
Then, because I can't benefit from you, well, it's still something he owns. Right? If he rented it out, well, then he didn't have any hands on it yet. But if he had it before, so the bathhouse became Usser, renting it out isn't strong enough to remove it. You'd have to sell it to get that off the hook. Okay, next scenario. Yud Gimel. Okay, how about Shemitah? Let's go to Shemitah now. Now, remember, Reuven said I can't benefit at all from Shimon. At all. Okay, now it's Shemitah. Question is, can Reuven go into Shimon's field and eat the fruits? So what would you think before we look in the Rambam?
I would think yes.
It's Hefker.
You think yes, because it's Hefker.
It's not owned by anybody.
And Shimon is not giving him any benefit, because anybody could eat it. That's pretty good. On that end, you're correct, but you guys are forgetting another factor that is obvious to forget.
He can get it himself?
No. When I'm going to say, you're going to say, oh, yeah, but you're not intuitively. I didn't think of it either. So what exactly has to happen for you to get the fruits? No, that's
have to be
okay.
Poor.
Here's Reuven.
No,
it's anybody.
This is
Shimon's field. See Shimon's field? All the letters are little crops on the field. Reuven's here. Tell me exactly what he has to do.
So he has to go over and get it.
He has to get into the field first.
First of all, he
has to go through his property.
He's walking on the field. Now, if I'm not allowed to have enough from you, can I walk through your field? Can I walk from your field? That's going to be an issue that we have to deal with.
I presume everyone else can. Right?
But nobody said they can't. What does the Torah allow you to have in a Shemitah year?
fruit.
The fruits are Hefker. Your land is not Hefker.
You're saying you have to go through the land to get to the
Well, product. You can't you get the get fruits it. If you don't go into the land.
Why wouldn't that prohibit everyone
from
trespassing?
What if it's on the corner and it's successful?
Nobody else made a vow I won't get benefits from you.
I appreciate that, but are they allowed to trespass?
Yes, because you're allowed to eat the fruits. That's the Torah's telling them to do that.
And go on someone's land to get
them. But the intent isn't to walk through the land.
But you got to. But now you got to benefit from him. Let's read it inside. Let's read it inside. Yeah. Well, let's see now. Va'aser, look at it. Va'aser leRuvain lechol miperos stei Shimon va'afilu bashvis. Reuven may not eat the fruits of Shimon's field anytime, even during a Shemitah year, even when Shakol hefker, even when everything's hefker. Why? Sharei lifnei. Oh, well, there's a few issues. There's a few issues here. I forgot a number of other issues besides this one. Because when is he making the vow? Sharei lifnei shvi'is nader. He made the vow before Shemitah. Right? Right? So he said that was usher, right? So even though it goes out of his domain, it's still usher. If I said I can't benefit from
still
what...
Is. From
it still is, so he can't give that. So therefore, he's problem because it was a problem before the game started.
So if
he already made the fruits usher on
it. During Shemitah?
He already. Now you're going to see. We got to see exactly what wording he says. We need to know the next halacha is going to say some vows yes, some vows no. You're going to have to just
and
be a little
fruit
patient.
Was already ripe it depends.
No. He says I will not benefit from the. If he makes a vow before, I will not benefit from the fruits on that tree. So he's stuck because he made a vow on those fruits of that tree before Shemitah happened.
Okay, so that's the wording.
They're usher. The next halacha is going to get into the specific word. There's certain wordings where it won't be a problem.
Right.
But if you say those apples are usher to me, the fruits of that apple are usher to me, what does it matter at Shemitah? Right. You've made it usher.
So even if he says that on Shemitah, in Shemitah, you're not even
being well, we'll see. Shemitah
is that fruit is usher.
Says your fruits are usher to me, then it's a difference.
Well, so let's just hang on. Let's hang on. That's the next halachas. You've got to just assume it's in a prohibited way right now. Okay. That's when he made it before Shemitah. Before Shemitah, he said, your fruits are usher to me. So that you can't have the fruits because the fruits are usher. Avolim Nadarbash, what he made the vow in the Shemitah year already? Already is the Shemitah year. Well, wait a minute. What could he have worded? Your fruits are usher to me? They're not his fruits. So then he could eat the fruits, but now you got the other problem.
To get to them.
So what can he do? If he makes the vow in a Shemitah year, Paris, he can eat the fruits, no problem. Only though, the ones that are harnotas that are leaning chusasara outside the field. The tree is here, and now it's going outside. So he can pluck the fruits by not going into his land, and he could have those fruits. Avalo yikones la sadeh, he can't go into the field. Afal pi shakarka hefker, even though the karka is hefker, it's hefker. But it's a gzera. Here's the problem. The problem isn't walking in.
Yeah, it's staying.
The problem is, what if he stays a little longer? Shema, gzera, shema, yisha, shema, achar, shema. What if he dilly-dallies after he's eaten the fruits, and then he's just using the field for his own benefits? In other words, you were right. To get into the field is not a problem, because that's part of the permissibility of eating Shemitah. But now there is another issue of if you eat, not just hanging around and schmoozing. And now you're benefiting from the field, not in a Shemitah context. That is Osir Vahanoah. V'lo he kira osa Torah. The Torah only made the land hefker to a certain point. El kozman sha peris pesoch, as long as the fruits are in them, to allow you to pick them to eat. But if it's not, if let's say there's no more fruits in the field, can any Joe just cross over the field as a shortcut during Shemitah? No. In other words, the land is only hefker insofar as it enables you to eat the fruit. Once it has nothing to do with eating the fruit, it's not hefker anymore. It reverts back to being the owner's, and the owner, you said you couldn't have hanah from him. So it comes out, if it's during a Shemitah year, if it's before a Shemitah year, the fruits are also. So forget it, game's over. If it's during a Shemitah year, the fruits are okay, because the owner doesn't own it, but he can't get to it. Well, he could get to it, but he can't stay. Therefore, he can eat the fruits that are outside. He could ask people to pick fruits for him and bring it to him, for sure. For sure.
But is a shaliach not an extension
no,
of
the field? No, no, not for this. Not for this. And that's not a problem. But he can't go into the field gzeira that he would dilly-dally over there. Now, Yudal has to qualify the whole halacha. Only a certain type of vow would this apply to. But med dvar mamurim, when did we say that if he makes the vow before the Shemitah, he can't eat the fruits? Only a certain type of vow will make it prohibited after Shemitah, not all vows. Kishar Malone says exactly, Hanoyas hanachosim ha'elu, benefit from these objects. Right here, this apple tree. Asurim alecha, if he said, are asur to you. Either way, he's saying it's asur. Okay? By saying that, it's asur to you forever. Remember, when I say these are asur to you in my life, my owner, they're always asur. And it doesn't matter what happens, they're asur. Because I've said it's asur to you forever. It's mine now, and I'm making it asur forever. If he would have said my fruits, then it's only when they're my fruits. He says, these fruits are asur. We've already learned that before. Even if I sell it, you can't eat it. And even if God makes it hefker, you can't eat it. Because I made them asur to you. But he just says, hanos nechasai asur. If he just says the benefit of my possessions, with the focus being on my, oshenish beruva, Ruve makes the oath, oshenotter makes a shimon, or makes it against a property of Shimon's property, Kevin Shigir Shvius, once Shemitah comes, then Ochom appears that he could eat. Why? Because only when they're my fruits, they're Usher. Now they're God's fruits. And therefore, they're not Usher. But they're certainly not my fruits or your fruits, whatever. Sharei Yotz from Shushim, they went out of Shimon's Rishos. But still, can he go in the field? Still can't. Because the field is still his. Still, Avoloi Kansuzeo, he can't go to the field. Mina Tam Shibayarna for the reason that we explained. Okay, now we're going back to a different form of ushering. Now, remember he said there's ushering Hana or anything that leads to the Hana pleasure of eating. Remember he said anything that will lead me to eating. We're going back to that oath right now. What if he says, Tesvav Nesral Ruven Hanois Machel Shimon Bilvat? All he prohibited, same situation, the things that lead me to benefiting fruit. Remember he said before, like could be pots and pans.
So that expands it. It's the
no, it doesn't expand. No, he didn't say food was usher.
Oh, only
well,
the leading.
Things that lead me to food. Obviously,
I thought
no,
we said
food
before
would be usher too, but,
yeah,
but things that lead me to food are usher.
Right?
So now let's look at how that would work. One second. So it's not a general Isser Hanah, but the right things that lead me to eating. Right? We had that at the beginning of the parak, right? First halacha, right? We said you can't lend a sifter, a stove, anything for what, right?
And we said there were only two categories that weren't leading to food or something.
Right. So anyway, so that's what he did. So now when did he make the oath? Im lifnei shvis, nesra bein b'nei reshvav, if he prohibited either with an oath or a vow before, then hareze yored lesoch sadeu, he may go into the fellow's field. Because now, this is walking into the field, right?
Shemitah.
Right? It's during the Shemitah year. But, 1 second. So he made the oath before the Shemitah, right? So he can go into the guy's field. Avol ein ochel perasev. But he can't eat the fruits during the Shemitah year. Well, I guess, certainly, if it's bringing you to eat. Then
why can he go in? Surprised he can go in on what basis?
Hareza im lifnei shvis nesra. What's the reason here? Because wait a minute, because he's allowed to. No. He's allowed to.
He just said he can't go in.
He's allowed to go through the field.
He can't eat the fruit
if it's just to go through. Remember, we learned before in Halacha Gimel, we said the difference between that is drisa sarego. If you just say, I won't eat things that lead me to food, he could walk through the field. To walk through the field, to cut through.
He just can't stay there.
He can walk through the field. He can say, I raise the earth and say, Sadeo. He can go on the field because it's not a pleasure that brings you to food. To walk through. Take a shortcut.
I see. Okay, because he's limiting his restriction from before.
Isn't
before he said he can't benefit at all.
He's saving time. Isn't that a benefit?
Okay.
No, but it's not.
No,
he said, I'm withholding benefits that will bring me to the pleasure of food.
Right.
Now, obviously, food will be part of that, Isser, too. No, right. It is.
But it's more limited than before.
If I say I can't have any pleasure from you,
right?
Can I use your field to cross through for a shortcut? No. If I say I cannot have pleasure, any pleasure that will lead me to enjoying your food. So what's usher? Your food, obviously. Anything that will lead me to food. Can I cross through your field for a shortcut to go davening? Yes. So that's what he's saying. He's saying, he can go and cut through the field. So just cut through the field. But obviously, but you can't eat the fruits because those fruits are hanah food. Can't do that. But what about v'im bashvis, Nasser? What if he made the oath or vow in the Shemitah year? So what is he prohibiting himself? Well, now, Yored, he can go down into the field. V'ochel peirosav, he can eat the fruits. Why? Why? Because she'ein peiros ela shel shimon ela shel hefker. They belong to hefker, right? And you can't ask for something that belongs to you. So now the question is, why is he allowed to go in the field? I guess he means to say...
He was never asked to him.
Not this time.
So he
no one in Shemitah.
He says, I can't have any pleasure that leads me to the eating of food, right?
Your food. It's not his food.
Yeah. So why do we not make a decree of him staying in the field a little? Because that's not hanah. That's not a food hanah. See, so this one. Since it's hefker... What was the problem before? He could eat the fruits, he could even go in the field. The problem is he can't dilly-dally.
Right.
But the dilly-dallying is not a hanah that brings you to eating food when you're finished eating.
Right?
Right.
Since
he said it's only usher for me, a pleasure that brings me to eating food, so he makes that in Shemitah year, right? So now that the food part is out because he's allowed to eat the food.
And you can dilly-dally.
Now, any other... Hanah food. I still couldn't borrow his pots.
No.
But to be in the field now, when I'm finished eating, so I'm just hanging around, I'm having hanah from the field, but it's not a hanah that's bringing me to eating.
Right.
So therefore, you could stay in the field at that time.
We don't equate the walking through the field to get the food like the pots.
Well, it's not hefker because you're allowed to eat it's that food. It's hefker. The Torah allows you to do that. In Shemitah, Torah uproots. It's not his to not let you go through the field. It's not a hanah. Because in Shemitah, we're already saying the food isn't...
If it wasn't Shemitah, could he go through the... Because he could claim, I'm not going to eat the fruit.
If he's not eating the fruit, we already said he could go through the field for not eating, he could. But if he made the vow before Shemitah, then...
He could still go through, he just couldn't eat.
Well, the fruits are usur.
Right, he could go through the field.
So if the fruits are... he can cut through, but he couldn't walk... Well, he couldn't walk to eat the fruits because he can't eat the fruits.
Right.
Okay, good. Okay, now we're out of Shemitah. Now we're going to talk about certain vows that you'd think would be allowed, and the only reason they're not allowed is a decree. So really, it's allowed in theory, but in practice, we don't allow it because of a decree, number of decrees. For Usser L'Ruvain, okay, so again, Ruvain still cannot have Hanah from Shimon, okay? So now, although what he's going to do is not getting a Hanah from Shimon, it's the reverse. He still can't do this. So let's put it this way. Ruvain said, I can't have Hanah from Shimon. Can he borrow something from Shimon?
No.
No, because that's a pleasure. Can Reuven lend something to Shimon?
Does he get a pleasure from lending?
Didn't he forbid that?
No, Reuven says, I can't have any pleasure from Shimon.
Then he feels,
can Reuven lend Shimon something?
But then Reuven's indebted to him, so he has a pleasure of being indebted to, no?
So in theory, he could do it. There's nothing wrong. I can't have pleasure from you, but I can give you pleasure.
So when we say you can't, if you trade something up, and you can't benefit from it, you can't give it to your friend to give it to their dog. That's what we learned. Right? You can't give it to your friend's dog. You trade up the chicken with milk.
Okay.
So you have to throw it out. You can't get any benefit from it.
Milk
so we said if you take that and you give it to your neighbor's dog, you're getting a benefit.
Okay,
of
but
being
this isn't the same thing.
Well, not the same thing. He's lending it to you. He's feeling good. He's lending it to you. He's getting the benefit by lending it.
No, I'm getting all the benefit. When I lend you something, believe it or not, Shelley, you're the one who's benefiting it. I may be doing a mitzvah, but mitzvahs are not given for pleasure, remember?
Don't you feel like the other person's in debt?
That's not a real pleasure. That's not a
so
real
I get pleasure,
pleasure
by, I pleasure. Give this trafe chicken to my neighbor's dog? I mean, you said I can't do that because I'm going to benefit. It's the same thing.
First of all...
I'm the
okay, guy. You know, let me think about it. Okay. But let's just...
All right.
stay in this area here. Okay. For usa l'ruvain l'hasha l'shimon, Ruvain may not bar from Shimon. The Rambam's reason is Zera, we're afraid it'll go back the other way. Zera shema yishol b'beru. Because then, well, you lent me. So once you get used to lending, it goes
the other
way. But it's not because he owes him the favor. He'll just kind of just do it. In other words, once we're lending, if you know you come to my house, not to work, a cup of sugar here, yeah, but a cup of sugar. Then the next day, you know,
there's an expectation it'll be paid back.
Not expectation, just get into a habit.
Okay.
The Rambam's not saying because he feels he owes him, and there he just you'll just come to do it. Once I borrowed from you, then you know. I lent to you, then, you know, you may lend, I may ask you. If I gave you, I figure I can borrow. You forget. Remember, usually you probably did it because you were upset. Usually, right? All right. He said, I can't have, you can't have any pleasure from me, right? Now you go and give me a pleasure. You give me a pleasure. Well, it might soften me up a little bit. I'll forget that I'm so angry at you, and then I might lend you something. That's the idea. The Chenosu Alvosi also can't lend him anything. Because the same thing, Zerah Shemil, because then he might lend back, which would be Anah. Lo Yimkor, you may not sell to him. Zerah Shemil, maybe he'll buy it back for you. Now the question is, well, what's the pleasure in that? Because sometimes when you sell it at to get rid of it, and you do the guy a favor by buying it. You know, it depends.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you got a lot of customers, you're not doing me a favor by buying. Sometimes you're doing a favor by taking it off his hands. So even though the selling I'm doing is I have a million customers, I don't need you. But once you're ready to start to sell, sometimes you sell, even though you don't need the guy, sometimes you sell, oh, I'll do you a favor, I'll take it off your hands. So if I'm buying from him, then he may buy from me, and that might be taken off my hands, and that will get me out of that nasty situation. Okay, now how about, again, now let's say the one guy can't buy from the other, and the two guys happen to be working together in a field. They're both, let's say, they're working for someone else, whatever. They're both working somewhere else.
Right.
Can the two of them work together on a project? What do you think?
No, because they're helping each other.
Well, I have to do one row, and you do one row.
Well, I thought they were pulling a cart together.
Well, let's just say you're farmers. We're harvesting. So two guys are harvesting. I harvest this side of the field. You harvest that side of the field. Rambam says, still can't do it. If it happens, they have to work together. They're harvesting together at the same time. They can only do it. They have to do it at quite a big distance from each other, more than arm's length, as it were. Because if not, there we're concerned, Shem he may help him out. The guy, you know, someone's a guy, oh, you missed one. Here, let me help you out. I'll get it for you, right? If we're together, I may help him out a little bit with his work. Now, what about Hamadaris Benomi Pneshenos Petorah? Vanessa says, a father sees a kid who mamash a lazy good for nothing. Father says, he's not doing good in school. Father says, you're not getting any hana from me again because you're not learning Torah.
Oh, gosh.
Right? He figures that's going to be a good lesson. Maybe we'll discuss it. You know, maybe it's also for a year,
just
whatever.
Support him, just to feed him.
No. Only after
he's
a certain age.
He's older than six. Okay.
So now, can the father do anything? Remember, we talked about these little small hanos. Remember, a father can fill up a pitcher of water for him, and to light a candle for him, and to fry a small fish. Because father probably meant when he made the vow, big hanos, you know, like you know, a new car or something like that. And regarding these little things, as far as the son is concerned, they're not important. In other words, it's such a small little hana, it's not the kind of thing that a person would, you wouldn't even expect that to be part of what that is. All right, one more quick one. Yudches. Yeah, got another minute?
Yeah,
minute. Yeah. 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 Whatever, make an oath, I'm not going to speak to you. So you know what you could do? You can send them a letter. Right? Also, I'm not going to speak to you, Shel. I'm not going to speak to you. I can text you, or, you know what?
Need a phone.
You know what? Paul, blah, 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 and it's information that really Shelly will need to know. I could talk to Paul.
Right.
And
you can overhear
it. And that's right. Paul, but what? Ladabri Macher. I could speak to somebody, but who's Shomayin? And you hear the things she hears, you know. And I'm not allowed to talk to Shelly, but you can tell him that the order's ready. His order's ready. I'm just letting you know his order is ready. V'kaze horonu hagonim, that's what the gonim said that can be done. Some rabbis discuss as well, what about talking to the walls?
No.
So this, that's they say, I can't talk to you. I'm talking to the wall.
That could be the same as talking
to the so it's not worthy to do that. Only if you're speaking to somebody else and somebody's actually listening. But really, the walls do not have ears. And since they do not have ears, therefore the only ears that are there are the person you said that cannot have it. Finish the chapter. Good way to end.